Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Batch bitch.
Hello.
I'm Naomi.
And I'm Danielle.
And this is Batch Bitch. It's a podcast we used to do about The Bachelor. And now we just stopped for ages. I'm really sorry.
Sorry.
Chill. It's fine. We've been busy. We've been so busy. Danielle moved to freaking Sydney. Yep. Left me behind. And then we were going to do one last week. But then we were like, what did we say, 2 p.m.? And then at 2 p.m. I was like, I haven't eaten. And Danielle's like, all right, well, just call me while you make a sandwich. And I was like, okay. So I made a sandwich. And then I was like, oh, fuck, the washing machine just went off. I can't leave the clothes in there wet for any length of time because I think there's something wrong with my washing machine because the clothes stink. And she was like, okay, I'll watch you hang them up. And then as soon as I was like, okay, ready to go, it was now 2:30. And then I get a call from Hum. So I'm like, Danielle, 1 second. And then I answer the phone from Hum and I'm like, make it quick. And she was like, you're late for the interview, babe. And I was like, what? And turns out there was a journalist waiting in the, on a Zoom call. Whoopsie. Anyway, so I wasted everyone's time. Least of all, half an hour of Danielle's.
Because because I was just like, well, we may as well chat while you do all these things because usually we chat before the podcast for a little bit anyway.
Yeah.
To get into the zone or whatever.
Get the vibes up.
Get the vibes up. Feel good about things. And then, so I just had a chat with you and then you just were like, sorry. Bye. We'll do it next week.
No, I panicked and I was like, fuck, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry is what I said in the messages. I wasn't just like, bye.
Okay, yeah, but I read between the lines.
I'm too important for you now. I didn't want to say that, but that's what I wanted you to get from it. So I'm glad that came across.
I love the sandwich power play.
Good. Time somebody knocked you down a peg, to be honest. Danielle, I have a song stuck in my head and I can't get it out.
What is
it? Drag Race. But you haven't seen Drag Race.
No, I tried to watch a season, but I just don't think I'm like... I think I'm... I mean, the only
homophobic?
Shows... No, the only shows I like are like British shows that are like... this woman has only eaten French fries every day of her life for the last 26 years. We need to show her that this diet is not sustainable. And I'm like, great. Great, give me 45 minutes of this. This is what I want.
Well, it's actually the British one that the song came from. The British one, I would say, and a lot of people would agree with me, that it's better than the US one now.
Ooh.
Which is good. Anyway, it's just a song that goes bing, bang, bong. And it's been stuck in my head for days and I keep listening to it. And I posted it on my Instagram story and basically every gay person that I know just replied and just went bing bang bong because and I'm sure it's a lot of our listeners as well, but it's driving me fucking crazy, but I also don't want it to leave, you know what I mean?
Can you how does the song go?
Okay, it goes like this. Bing bang bong, sing sang song, ding dang dong, UK hun. And then it's just that on repeat. It's so catchy. And I guess it's bing bang bong like the Big Ben. I don't know why it's bing bang bong, but it's
bing bang.
Bing bang bong, sing sang song, ding dang dong, UK hun. Which is obviously a play on it's the UK and saying UK hun, which is something that British people say.
Do you remember that song? I can't remember what it was, and it was like in the ning nang ning nang ning nang nong, where the clouds go bong. What was that? Is that? I don't know what that was. That was like a song. I swear to God.
Ning nang ning nang nong. Do you want me to look it up?
Yeah. Song. I swear to God that exists.
Nang nong. Is it Thai?
Ning nang nang nong.
On Play School. Hang on, I'll sing it.
Okay.
I'll sing along. I'm playing it.
Okay, great.
Okay. On the ning nang nong where the cows go bong and the monkeys all say boo. I'm not doing it in tune because I don't know it yet. There's a nong nang ning where the trees go ping and the teapots jibber jabber joo. Oh, wow. This is great. On the ning okay, I've got to stop.
Okay, well, that's what that reminded me of. That's where I think drag
it's not dissimilar.
Race has some copyright things to talk about.
Anyway, I hope I got that in everyone's head that's listening to the podcast, because I'm sure by the time it's come out, maybe they've been able to get the song out of their head. But it's back, bitch. Anyway, what's up? What's happening?
We've talked about this, that you said you are wired, and I feel like I have zero energy at all. Like, I have no, I don't know what's wrong with me today. Do you want to hear something that Jono just sent me a text message about that I think is very funny? So, you know that Jono loves assertive people to the point of he wants somebody to yell in his face, basically, that if he's not doing something right, whereas I would much prefer somebody to be like, hey, I'm going to maybe just gently coax you in the right direction. That's like what I want, but that's not what he wants. But he loves this new doctor.
I'm like that as well. I'm like, just tell me what's wrong. Just tell me. I don't need the three layers of gentle on top of it, because it's just going to take longer to understand what you're saying.
Well, he's going to this. He's got his like GP, a first GP appointment to do his checkup, because you know Jono's like I said, he loves admin, so he even does like 6 monthly dentists and 6 monthly he's like one of those people. I'm like, who are you?
Optometrist.
Yeah. That's, anyway,
that's mental illness right there. That's a red flag. Dump
you're trying
girl.
To tell me. But anyway, he's like he sent me a message from the doctors, and it's the next guy for the doctor fell asleep, so my rude doctor just started clapping in his face. I love her. And then he said, she's grumpy as, oh my God, now she's out here in the waiting room talking shit about him, apologizing for him holding her up because he fell asleep again.
Sounds like I got competition. That's very funny. Why are you so tired, Danielle? Wake up.
I don't know. I was very like fidgety last night. Like I couldn't get to sleep. I was very like, I don't know. I couldn't get to sleep. I couldn't like, because you know, I can't sleep if there's like any creases in the sheets, because it's like I can feel them on my legs or my feet, and I need them to be fully flat. But yeah. Then also,
so you did get that mental health plan, right?
Yeah. I just need to book in to the lady about my anxiety. just taking a few days for me to get the guts to call. But yeah, so I was moving too much, so much so that Jono went to sleep on the couch because I was like fidgeting too much. And I guess like in my mind I slept well, but I guess maybe I didn't and was rolling around heaps.
Yeah, maybe not if Jono had to literally leave the room to fall asleep.
Yeah, maybe not. But there were creases underneath my feet.
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, oh my God. That checked out. Get that checked out, that little cuckoo brain of yours.
I will. Bye.
Danielle, how are you? My show airs tonight. Hello. Probably by the time this comes out, it'll be out. So, hey, if you're listening to this, you idiot, have you watched it yet? Sorry, really aggressive. But that does
okay, sorry about that.
But I'm very excited, so I am wired, and it's my birthday tomorrow, and I was supposed to get all this attention, but then COVID happened again, and I can't go anywhere. Okay.
Okay, we're back. Sorry about that. My computer had a little spaz attack, because we were supposed to do the podcast like half an hour ago, and then I opened up my computer, the one that I only use for recording podcasts that's like horrible and so slow, but it has the system on it I need. And then it immediately started to update, even though I didn't do it, because what happens is I never update it. And then one mm-hmm. time every 2 years, it does an automatic update because I've not updated it, and it mm-hmm. freaks out.
And that it was crashes today. In the middle of our podcast.
Sorry.
If that happens again, I'm coming up there, whoop your ass.
Good, come up.
Wee, I'd love to, but I'm trapped.
I still might get to see you this week.
Really?
Maybe, because I was going to come down tomorrow so I could do some fun gigs and stuff, but now
and see me
the
for my
gig.
Birthday, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. That was absolutely. The plan. But I was supposed to come down for a gig on Saturday, which at the moment I think is still going ahead. I mean, I don't want it to because I'm kind of like worried about getting stuck because I have other shit up here that I need to do. Yeah. But if I am down there, I'll come say hello. I'll be Woo! Knocking at your door and I'll be, Tazzy, 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 let me in.
Tazzy, I love that boy. That would be lovely. My prediction is that it would probably get extended for a few days. But then if we really have gotten and it's fine, then that's great. They probably won't get us out of lockdown and then put us back in lockdown like 2 days later. They'll either leave us in lockdown or...
Yeah.
But
God.
Who knows?
Has Victoria been through enough? What is...
Yeah, and the fucking 5 days.
Yeah.
5 days. On the first day of 5 days. On the first day of lockdown, Dan Andrews took from me my friend's wedding.
That... Oh, my God.
On the third day of lockdown, Dan Andrews took from me the premiere, the launch party for my show... On the fifth day of lockdown is my birthday. And so, like, that stretch of 5 days, like, the one stretch of 5 days that I wish it was not. If it was one day earlier or later, at least I would get to do one of those three things. But that's okay. The show, you know, has been sabotaged at every turn by the novel coronavirus. So, of course, the launch party would be... done as well. And also the other day, a bunch of posters went up across Melbourne, which Ooh. Is perfect because no one is allowed outside to see them.
Did you, are there any?
Apparently there are some sort of near me, so I am going to try and, I don't know, it's really, I've been hassling my director about getting me the locations so I can see where they are, but I've seen a picture of a couple, but there are some in Sydney, so you should keep an eye out if you see a poster. You should take a photo and send it to me and say, I love you, Naomi.
I will keep an eye out. Naomi, if I saw a poster of you somewhere, of course I'll send you it. Of course I wouldn't just walk past it. Imagine if I just walk past it and be like, oh.
Guess something's happening with her.
I wish that, I think that this is my COVID opinion, just separately.
Oh, here we go. I want to be clear that I am not upset that we're in lockdown, and I'm not, although I think Dan Andrews has problems, I'm not like Dictator Dan. I think I should make that clear.
I think because of, so I think that because all the really bad ones seem to be from international people coming into Australia, right?
Yes.
So I think what they should do is make everybody fly into Darwin, which is where I was, because... Though it seems like it's a much better thing because, like, there's not, like, air conditioning vents and stuff, and there's, like, people all have their own cabins, people still have, like, it's, like, a better for your mental health and
but,
stuff.
But, is there enough, are there enough spaces up there?
It's, like, so big. It was very empty when I was up there.
Oh, because it's, like, an army base, is it?
It's like an ex, like, miners facility. It's, like, Donga sort of. But it's, like... The same,
well,
I think,
yeah,
it's like
that'd be all right, maybe. But if I was living in Darwin, I don't think I'd say that. I'd be like, fuck off. Everyone from overseas.
But the workers also, so if you're, this is what, I heard when I was up there, because you talk to the other people and you have
chit-chat. What's the tea, auntie? Spill the tea.
And so apparently, so we had different nurses in our domestic travel area than the people who were international. Mm. But the international nurses also had to stay in quarantine for the entire time while they were, like, doing their jobs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. So, I hope they get paid a lot. Fuck. Like, imagine having a quarantine for like as long as you work. That's crazy. Yeah. And then it will, I guess, be crazy. Maybe 2 weeks longer.
I assume they get paid pretty well, but I think that does mean that it's like, I mean, it seems to be like maybe that will be a bit better for the community, because then,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's hard to say, all these essential workers, we just don't think you should go home.
Yeah.
We think we should lock you up. For as long as this lasts. But maybe they could be the new miners, you know, 3 weeks in. Yeah.
Get paid a fortune or something.
Fly in, fly out. We should call the government and tell them about this plan.
Dan. So no more.
Hey, Danny boy.
TV premieres have to be cancelled.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you. Well, it's okay, Danielle, because I did order a dress online and then it didn't come in time for the premiere. So it's kind of good that this happened. I guess, you know, like that's the silver lining. Like when we got shut down mid-shoot due to COVID, the day before we got shut down, I had the eyelash curler I used, the rubber thing slipped and I cut off some of my eyelashes.
Oh, my God.
And then the next day we got shut down and I thought, hey, at least there's time for my eyelashes to grow back. So, you know, you got to look for the silver lining. And my silver linings have all been about my appearance.
Do you know, I wanted to post in the group chat that we were in when you were like, my premiere's cancelled. And I was like, I wanted to post because I was like, oh, well, at least your dress that didn't come, you don't have to wear it now, haha. But then I thought people would think I was being rude to you. But
yeah, no one's ever rude to Naomi. Imagine if there was someone trying to protect my little heart. I've not earned that at all.
Okay, should we talk about, it's been 20 minutes.
No, I don't want to talk about maths. Can we talk about it on the next one?
Yeah, sure. We'll just make this one a catch up one then.
We can't talk forever anyway this time, and I'm just having a nice time talking to you and I don't want to ruin it.
Okay, well then, yeah, sure.
But now you've cut off the natural flow of the conversation, so I'm feeling really awkward.
Yeah, that's right. Our conversation's very always natural, never stilted, not between us.
I blame you every time, to be honest, because I am the extrovert of the two of us, and you do tend to space out.
That is true. Would you like an update?
Are you on your phone?
Because I just got an update.
What
to
is
say
the update?
That the man from the doctor, he's fine. He was just 93.
Oh, so she's clapping at a 93-year-old man.
Yeah, right in his face.
Which you said you were tired before, and I clapped at you as a callback, and you didn't even laugh. I don't even think you noticed. That's what I was doing.
No, I don't think I noticed at all. I have no recollection of that. I told you, I'm mentally not good today.
You're all grumpy.
I am.
Did you see what Tom Walker did for the show?
No.
Go to Tom Walker's Twitter account. So people have been really nice posting about the show. Tom did something a little different. Love Tom Walker. You know, he's also a Twitch streamer. We stream together sometimes. Sabotage each other.
Oh my word. So
do you want to describe what you're seeing?
I think Tom has commissioned some drawings.
Mm-hmm.
And what they are of is the creators of the TV show Why You Like This, Naomi, Hum, and Mark. Mm. Inside Tom's, I guess he's got a uterus.
It's not a uterus.
It's just his belly?
It's his belly.
Okay, yeah, they're just inside his belly, sitting in some acid, I guess, then, if they're in his belly, and some stomach acid. And Mark is doing an identical thumbs up to Tom, and Hum is doing drawings.
Drawings?
Yeah, look, if you zoom in, it's the cat from Hum's merch. That's actually Very good. Yeah. And then it's Naomi's just sitting there not doing nothing. Because we know Naomi, she just sits there with her arms crossed being a little bitch inside Tom's tummy.
Oh, she is doing a cat drawing. That's so cute. I didn't even notice that.
That is very cute.
And they are doing, they're both doing a thumbs up. Yeah, that's very cute.
Did I tell you that me and Hum went we went out for a Valentine's Day coffee?
Yeah, you did.
And we bought our boyfriends matching Valentine's Day gifts.
That's very cute. For two psychos.
Just a balloon with another balloon of a bear inside it that said baby girl on it.
That's pretty good. That's very good. Danielle, no, I do want you to know that you know that is a fetish.
What is?
The having people in your stomach thing.
Is it?
Yeah, it seemed like you didn't know. It's called vore.
Vore?
V-O-R-E. You might want to look up vore Frozen, like the movie Frozen.
Oh, no. So, wait, is this like a cannibal? It's not cannibalism? The fetish isn't cannibalism? It's just wanting to have somebody in your belly?
No, it is about eating people, but they're not necessarily harmed in the process, I guess. Frozen vore. Let me see if I can find a good one for you.
It's not like a pregnancy fetish?
No. It's
what
it's
the fuck
eating.
Is the one? Can I ask a question?
I've sent you one.
Is it just about having big things? Because when I type in frozen vore, there's like one with like Elsa who's got massive tits and Anna with a massive ass.
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't think that is a vore one. I think that's just them with a massive tits and massive ass. But I've sent you one that's definitely vore. Are you looking at it?
Oh. Yeah, I hate that. I hate that so much.
Anna.
That's also bad. That's a bad drawing.
And she's saying, oh, I'm so sorry, Elsa. But I had to get you back somehow. Oof, you're so heavy. So she swallowed a hole.
This is
essentially what's happened here.
This is my actual nightmare. If I had another human being inside me, I would immediately kill myself. I would hate this so much. This is making me feel very uncomfortable. I don't like the idea of it. I'm sorry to kink shame anybody who wants to have somebody else in their belly, okay? But I'm finding this to be honestly repulsive. That drawing was really uncomfortable to look at too. Just like I could see the weight of the belly in that. It does look painful. Whilst the drawing is not good, the belly has like... It's like they spent a lot of time shading the belly. I've watched a lot of my 600-pound life and it's... I've seen the pain that people go through. And that looks so uncomfortable and too realistic from what I've seen.
I'm so sorry to have upset you so much, but it did make me laugh a lot. It's a very specific way to be cared for by a friend.
Well, Naomi, I'm sorry, but I'm never going to care for you in that way.
That's fine. Our relationship's a little different, you know? Like, I probably love you enough to get vore made of you if you wanted it, but if you're not there yet, and that's fine.
Sorry, imagining...
Danielle!
Sorry, I was just imagining you, and then I'm inside you, and you can't walk. And I'm just like, there's like, I'm in a little bag of skin and I'm on the floor and the skin goes thinner as it connects to you because it cannot be above the ground. Like you couldn't even have Tarzo inside of you.
I could fit Tarzo in.
Do you reckon? But do you reckon you'd be hunched over? Nice. You'd be hunched over.
It's the same as any pregnancy though, right? It gets pretty fucking heavy.
Yeah, but Tarzo weighs way more than a baby.
Yeah, that's true. He's like 8 kilos.
Yeah.
Some babies are 8 kilos.
Oh.
I doubt if I had a baby it would be 8 kilos, yuck, to be honest.
I mean, pregnancy does gross me out to begin with, so that's already a hard one.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll be able to,
pretty
like...
pretty awful.
I won't be able to, like, make... If you... ever get pregnant and I have to see you full-blown pregnancy, I don't know if I'll be able to be around you.
Excuse me?
I'll struggle because I struggle with, like, the big baby bump.
Why?
Because I just, like, I can't, like, because, okay, so there was this lady. I used to work beside this very pregnant lady, and she always used to grab my hand without my permission and put it onto her baby belly when the baby was kicking.
That's the opposite of what usually happens.
And it felt like it was like an alien. And
well, it's a human, Danielle. It's not an alien.
This was just something moving inside a woman's stomach whilst I was trying to sell river cruises. Just my hand on a woman with an alien inside her. I didn't like it. And now I don't like pregnant things.
Yeah, you got to go to therapy.
I'm fine. No, but I am going to go.
You have issues with the human body, like, for sure.
Yes. So what? Yes, but also
So you'll have to address them if I'm ever going to get pregnant and you're not going to be in the same fucking room as me.
But, like, they're all from the same issue. I know what it is. It's because of the Harold the Life Education Van. Because I feel like the human body is too fragile. It could break open and all my blood could go everywhere. That's why I don't like the pregnancy, because the baby could claw its way out.
Okay, you really need to bring that up with your therapist, because Healthy Harold has done a number on you. And I'm worried, but it's, you know, that's fine. Hopefully by the time, I'm not going to get pregnant for a number of years. So
thank God.
Time I get pregnant, you better have sorted through this shit. Okay. It's never grossed me out to feel a baby kick.
It hasn't?
No, I think it's so nice.
Have you ever just seen the stomach move?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just imagine everyone standing around a woman being like, oh my God, the miracle of life. And you're just going,
It freaks me out so much.
Alien yuck. Fuck off. Gross. Yeah, no, I don't think you should have kids at all.
No. We're not going to. Good.
Let's make an agreement.
Agreed. I've signed the paperwork. I'm not doing it.
Good. Oh, I'll just close that Vore tab, because that was just hanging around there, you know? Anyway, do you want to ask me any questions about my TV show?
I asked you, and so for everybody at home, yes, the pilot has partly been redone because one of the main actors has changed, which
that's not why.
Isn't it why?
No.
What? Okay, so what? So it was
the same actors from the pilot. You're thinking of the web series. The pilot is
the same actors,
but the house that we shot in the pilot is not the house that's in the series. So we reshot all the house scenes.
Okay. This makes sense, because I was like, when you said, yeah, we reshot because of the house, I was like, and you're not just going to mention the whole actor?
No, because it's the same actor. Fuck it.
Okay. That makes sense. I got confused between the web series and the show, and I thought the pilot also had this. Okay, this all makes sense now.
Caught up.
Yes.
So no, it's all the same. It's just we reshot some of it because, and also it was the first scenes that we ever shot, and I had some jitters. So I'm glad that they were the scenes that we reshot, because one of them especially, I was like, oh God. But it was good enough. You know, people like the pilot. So considering that we've just improved upon it, I'm excited for people to see.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Can I ask you a question about the photo shoot?
Mm-hmm.
So you came to my house after you did the photo shoot, and that's why I now own a copper eyeliner, because I saw it and was like, I need that in my life. Anyway, when the photos came out, I saw the blue shiny dress. Do you own the dress? Did they give you the dress?
No. So we had a fashion consultant on the show. And she's this, like, cool girl. And she also styled us for the photo shoot. And that was just a dress that someone, I don't know, gifted her for having a lot of Instagram followers or something. But very cool dress. But I think, like, some, like, good brand sample size fucking more money than I'll ever spend on my life thing.
Yeah.
So, no. But I did get to keep some of the clothes from the show.
That's good.
Yeah, the ones that weren't borrowed from other people.
What's your favorite one you got to keep? What episode is it in? And then show it to me later on. Send me a photo.
Well, I get a lot of compliments on a jacket that I wear in episode 2.
Okay.
It's like very textured, sort of tapestry-ish almost. And also in the reshot pilot scenes, I have the nice little green top that I like to wear a lot now. And I also got a lot of pants out of the show because I'm such a little baby. The pants don't fit me very often, but these pants are all tailored to my tiny ass. So they're good. Really good to have because I can buy little tops, you know.
And then I can
make them a bit smaller if I want. That's pretty easy, but pants are a lot harder. I've got some nice green cords that you will see in episode 5.
Can't wait.
I quite like. Yes. Lots of pants.
And yeah. Okay, so when does it come out on Netflix?
Soon. So that's not for Australia, that's for the rest of the world. It comes out on Netflix soon. I can't say the date yet, but I know what the date is. And it's not that far away.
Yeah, we need to know because apparently we're big in India.
Are we?
Remember when you said that we got like a message or a stats report from like one of the podcast thing that was like, you're this thing in India. Like, you're like in the top 10 comedy or whatever. And we were like, what?
We got to get over there.
How did that happen?
I don't think that's true at all. I think that was spam.
Okay.
I think that's just like a country that's far away enough that people might believe it and be like, I gotta sign up. I gotta make use of this.
Because I was very confused by that. I think you sent me a screenshot, but I'm so gullible because you were like, haha, spam probably. And I was like, how'd we get people in India?
Yeah, no, I'm very cynical person, which has mostly only helped me, really. Because that's what these companies that like message you on Instagram, it's very obvious to me that it's fake because I don't post very often at all, but they're always like, love your content, love your page, and I just know that that can't be true. what they do now is they'll send that email and then a week later they'll send a follow-up email.
Ooh.
So you think it's personalized, but it's not. And everyone should know that it's not. No one is writing a personalized email to you. They just want you to think it's that way so that you'll buy their products at a discount and then post a discount code and then they just make money off you.
Do you know the only way I know the difference between spam and normal emails is where if you click on the email, it opens up to the email, and if it's got like xyz00 at by mail, then that is spam. And if it's from Bunnings at bunnings.com, it's probably from Bunnings.
Probably.
All right. So that's how you know.
Sometimes they'll fool you, man. You got to be careful with that.
Yeah, I just don't really do anything anymore because I think I told you about the time I got a brand new laptop because my other laptop broke. And then immediately, like the first time I was on the internet, I got like a thing that popped up and was like, your browser has been, a virus is now on your computer. You need to call this line to get it off. And so I called the line.
Oh, Danielle.
And then did remote access. And then like as the lady was in my computer doing remote access, I just shut my computer because it clicked in my head. And I was like, ah!
She got all the way into your computer.
She got all the way into my computer. And then I just shut my computer and sat on my bed and stared at my computer and called John and was like, you got to come fix my computer. I let a spam person in.
But they didn't do anything, did they?
No, because I shut my computer. Okay, but it was literally day one of me. It was like me setting up the computer the first time I went on the internet.
Fuck, how old are you, man?
I was 22 at the time, okay?
So yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, you sound like you're 80.
Yeah, but I was actually still a baby instead.
Yeah, so you should have known better. The younger you are, the more you should know better about computers.
I've never been okay with them. I think because we didn't have good. The internet was so hard to use where I was. It was just like so slow, so I just didn't bother.
All right, pull that card.
Except for the time when
pull
I downloaded
the Townsville card.
I downloaded all of. Do you remember the Legendary Adventures of Hercules? That show from New Zealand.
No.
Well, I downloaded all like 70 episodes of the first season of that, and Mum was so angry because I used all the data.
God, remember using up the data?
Yeah.
Oh, we had like 2 gig a month or something, I reckon.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
None at all.
Don't have to because we lived it. What else is happening?
I don't know. Nothing? I don't know. I'm waiting to see what's happening, if I'm going to come see you or not.
You better fucking... I am legally owed attention.
Okay, I literally also saw you last week, so...
Okay, but that was ages ago. that was about us, whereas this is now about me. Do you understand? It's very important to me. I couldn't have a birthday party last year because I was so busy with this freaking show that's just coming out now. And now my birthday cancelled again. I can't believe it.
Are you're going to do a Zoom or something for your birthday? Are you going
to
do...
I'm going to do a Zoom tonight to, like, watch the show together with a bunch of people.
Yes.
I just invite a bunch of people. I mean, they won't be doing anything anyway. They're all locked up in their fucking houses. So I'm going to tell them all to get really dressed up. And then we're going live on the Auntie Donna Instagram at 6. So I'm sure this is fun to listen to people.
Yeah, this show that was...
talking about things that we will have done the other day.
It was going to be about maths, and now it's about this. And we'll have to do the maths one then next week, and then we can talk about, because we said we wanted to start a new TV show, but it was going to be like, we're going to do a 90s show, like a show from the 90s or something, because everybody loved Kid Nation, and so we were like, you know what, let's not have to worry about the TV shows that are on now, because let's be real, they're not as good as what they used to be.
No, I think the early 2000s is where the best ones were.
Yeah.
The least ethical. They just didn't fucking care, did they? Do whatever.
And I think they had funner characters.
Yeah, that's the thing. Because reality TV has been on for a while now. It's become a machine. You get the same people applying. Instead of... And it's also like they cast the same people, I think. Like they cast all the people... Like all the women look the same.
Yeah.
Which is not... It's fine to look that way. Like, they all have lip fillers, cheek fillers, but, you know, there's definitely, like, a genre of woman who is like that, which is fine, but they're all... But they just cast them all from that, and it's like... Think back to fucking Big Brother with, like, the first season with all the...
Reggie?
Everyone was so different and so just fucking, like, normal people.
Yeah.
You know? The only time I run into women who look like that is when I go and get laser hair removal.
Like women who look like the people who are on reality TV now. Yeah.
Like, that's the only place I interact with them. And it's like very clear to me that we're on two entirely different planets.
I have
it's just like a language barrier.
Yeah. Do you reckon, because I think when I went to get laser hair removal, I have some trauma from it, because I went and I was getting I was getting stuff done, and then one time I went and I got this other lady, and I think she just turned up the power to like the highest level, and it fully just like hurt so bad that I walked out like shocked, and then I didn't go back for any more treatments because I was like, that fucking hurt the most anything's ever hurt in my whole life.
That happens to me. It hurts me that much every single time.
Why do you keep going back? I after this time I was like, what the fuck, you did that, you didn't even tell me you turned it up higher than last time, and you also said I didn't shave my asshole properly, so you reshaved it.
Guys are gonna do that. You fucking told me. You were like, oh, it doesn't even hurt. It doesn't even hurt.
It didn't hurt until there, that one.
I get in there. I'm like, fuck, this fucking hurts. Oh my God, it hurts so much. I was like, fuck. They had the good, like, I ended up just asking for a stress ball every time. But over time, it got a little bit easier and the pain lessened. So it wasn't so bad. But then I went to America and... You know, and it's fucking so expensive to get done over there. I was in LA as well, where everything, like, it would have cost like fucking 10 times as much, I reckon. Yeah. And then got back, and then COVID happened, and before COVID happened, I'd bought a bunch of things, and then I went to get it done, and she was like, have you started taking any medications? And I was like, yeah, doxycycline. And she's like, oh, you can't get laser hair removal. And I was like, what? She's like, it'll burn your skin.
Ah.
And I was like, fuck. So she's like, I'll just put it on hold until you get off the medication. I was like, great. And now so it's never. Like, now I just have to gear up to go back. But because it's been so long that it's going to fucking cane now.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Just tell her. Say, please put it at a really low level. Please.
No, there's no point. Just get it over and done with. Just fucking. Because I'm really pale and I have dark hair. It fucking. Oh, that's the thing. You and your fucking little blonde hairs. I know you. You're not that hairy.
Yeah,
you're
I know. Like, I'm a little.
It hurt. Oh, it
I'm a little hairless angel.
My pussy off, Danielle. It was insane. I was so mad at you and Michelle. You both said, doesn't hurt, doesn't hurt. When, why, I don't know why I ever listened to that. Every time someone tells me something doesn't hurt, it fucking canes. Oh, paintball doesn't hurt. There I am in fucking. Trying not to cry in front of my work colleagues because someone shot me in the neck. Doesn't hurt, doesn't hurt. Everything hurts me so much. I have the body of a child. I have a very low pain tolerance. Can't wait to have kids.
Well, it's definitely, I think it's just definitely the level at which you get it done. Like I said, you're getting it done higher. I think the first lady was giving it to me in little baby doses, so I didn't think it hurt. And obviously they did the same with Michelle. Hair. But surely,
it also depends on the hair because it doesn't hurt my legs that much. My leg hair isn't as bad. But like under my arms and between my legs, holy hell.
They actually can't do it to my leg hair because my leg hair is white.
Yes. That's so that's the kind of thing that I'm talking about. They're like, it's good because your hair's so dark so it'll be really effective. And then they electrocuted me.
Yeah, that hurts so much. And then you put that aloe vera on it because you basically got a burnt pussy.
Should I write that down as the title?
Yeah, burnt pussy.
Burnt pussy.
Or cooked cunt.
Oh, that'll be funny because people would think we were talking about, like, just, like, a guy who's, you know, like, drunk. But no, we're actually talking about a cooked cunt. That cunt's cooked. I said about my vagina. Anyway. have you watched any TV?
Yes. I've been watching heaps of Only Human, which is, it's a UK, I think it's like a channel on YouTube. It's just got heaps of stuff that's like, a woman with the world's longest toes is getting getting a bone taken out so she has shorter toes.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I just enjoy it.
It's so, I don't know. I guess they pay these people.
Yeah.
Is it fine?
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, they definitely go for longer than they need, but, you know, it's all right. I just think some of them are, like, fun to have on, you know?
I did used to like watching the My Strange Addiction ones about, like, you know, women eating chalk and stuff.
Yeah, those are fun. That's what sort of, like, some of these, you got to go into the playlist, but, yeah, some of them do that as well. Like, on this, it's a lot of, like... My wife eats 3,000 pounds of potatoes in a year. That's one. I just read that straight off there.
I would say that is a lot of potatoes.
I'm going to have to watch this one.
Do you remember Freely the Banana Girl? I wonder what she's up to. Do you remember her?
Yeah, the banana lady.
Yeah, the one who just eats bananas.
Surely she's not doing so well, right? Or is she still okay with just bananas?
I remember there was definitely a point where she didn't have her period.
Just like us.
And she was like, it's because, just like us. She said it was, I'm not sure if it was this woman, but I'm pretty sure it was. She said that it was because she was eating so well that her body no longer had to expel her period blood. Because she was so healthy that she didn't have any toxins left.
Okay, let's just for a moment say that that's the truth. Okay. And that is a thing that could possibly happen. Do you think that would mean that one egg was like pristine, that one egg that just stayed inside your vagina, like for
one
the
egg,
because it will be the
your actual egg.
Yeah, because like when you have your period, it gets rid of like it your inner linings and stuff, and you get rid of that egg that's been released that month, and then a new one pops in for the next month. So, say she's not having a period because her body's so good at functioning, and that egg's just sitting in there for years. Do you reckon that's like a good egg? Like it's a it's a more perfect egg because it's been in there for longer, just like soaking.
Danielle, that doesn't make any fucking sense. None of this makes any sense.
Well, I was just sorry.
Like, if this was real, what would it be like? Because that's the thing.
Oh, well,
the
I'm
thing
sorry.
That she's
I wanted to do a hypothetical about this egg that could maybe be soaking in more information over time.
No, I think. I mean, I guess because she didn't have a period, nothing is coming out. Would that mean the egg would just fall out? I guess it would, right? With just like discharge, it would just fall out. Or would it just stay? I mean, the egg only latches on if it's fertilized. Otherwise, it just falls out anyway, doesn't it? And then that's when you get your period.
I think it comes out with your period, right? Like, it's like if the egg doesn't latch on, then it doesn't signal to your body. Like, that's when it signals to your body, hey, don't clean this out. Whereas if it doesn't latch to the wall, then your body's like, let's get rid of all the shit. Did I tell you one time my full lining came out at one time?
What do you mean one time?
Like, I started taking a different birth control. This might be too gross for the pod. You might have to edit this out.
No, that's fine. I'm not editing anything.
So one time I was like on a different birth control, and I went to the toilet, and then as one big chunk, like the full skin lining came out all as one thing, and it was like a full skin thing, and it felt sort of like a bit like
wait, did you also have a period as well as that, or it just came out
no thing? It was like with my period, it came out all as one thing, and I talked to another friend, and she was like,
but did you bleed either side of that?
Yeah, like I bled on either side of it.
That's happened to me as well then.
Oh, okay, great. This full... did yours feel like... Mine felt like almost like a bit like rough.
I didn't touch it with my fingers.
Okay, because I ran in and was like, Jenna, have a look at this! And he was like, ah, get that away from me, yuck!
You're just chasing him around the room with your urine lining.
Look at it. I thought it was cool.
Ah! No, that happened to me once. I started taking the pill when I was in high school. And
yeah.
And because I had a boyfriend, and so we started doing it. And then he went overseas after high school ended. I went to school, so I skipped my period, and I'd just been skipping it. I hadn't had it yet. I hadn't taken any of the sugar pills. I'd just been skipping it. And then on Christmas Day that year, I got my period, and so I had like a pad on, I think, and I was at Christmas lunch, and there were like kids running around, and I had like the worst period pain that I'd ever had up until that point, and I was just like, and then I just felt something. I just felt something just drop, and it was just sitting, like it wouldn't absorb, so it was just sitting on top of my pen, and I was like, so I went to the bathroom, and then I like pulled down my pants, and I just got some toilet paper and just like
lifted
it
off,
put it in the bin
like a dried leaf,
because it was like solid. It was weird, like feeling it come out, because when you're on a period, which again I haven't had one in, like a proper one in years, but you can feel it dripping sometimes.
Yeah,
but it was just like feeling this whole thing come out, and I was like, something's there that wasn't there a second ago, and it is not going anywhere. Oh, you're grossed out by that. You were holding your hands and chasing your boyfriend around the room.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I think when it's mine, I'm okay. But when it's somebody else's, I'm like, oh, yuck.
I guess I paint with words. I guess you could say that. But yeah, that was a hard day for me. I was just trying not to curl over the entire time, but I was in so much pain.
I'm sorry, why did you decide to do it on Christmas? Why did you decide to start shaking
the
sugar?
Like, I just was taking the pill, and it just was like, too long.
Yeah, okay. I get you. And it just was like, we need to get rid of this. And just like fully like a snake was like all the skin gone and one.
I wish that's how it happened. Just came out in one little like... blob with like a film over it. Imagine pop it in the
imagine if that's bin. How we did get our periods, like you'd just sit there for a while and then you'd walk away, but there'd just be a little skin on the couch, like a snake skin, but for your little pussy
on the couch.
I don't know, like you just can't, snakes just leave their skins wherever they
yeah,
let
but it
them
wouldn't be
go.
Dry, it'd be so wet then, it would be a ball of liquid.
Yeah, I mean, snake skins I think are a little bit, aren't they, don't they like lube up a little bit, the snakes? The snakes,
I guess,
don't
but
lube up, but they
off.
Like, yeah.
But what you're getting rid of is liquid, really.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I guess it's kind of solid.
Yeah, it's more skin. I mean,
it's
when mine came out, it was wet
in
because
you,
it was
but
like.
But then it turns to liquid?
I mean, when mine came out, it was like definitely flesh, you know?
Flesh.
Like, it wasn't liquid. It wasn't gelatinous. Like, it was like flesh.
Oh, mine was gelatinous. It was more like a. It was kind of like a flan that someone had like mushed around the bowl with a spoon and then put some red food dye on it.
Okay, yeah, no, mine wasn't like that at all. Mine was not like a gelatinous chunk. Mine was like an actual bit of skin that was like weirdly textured. Like I said, it was like.
Did your vagina fall out?
No.
Did you lose part of your vaginal wall?
No, I didn't. It was like, you know, when
and
you
then
see.
And you chased Jono around the vagina.
I honestly thought it was interesting until he was like, get it away from me.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Sometimes I think we should swap boyfriends because when I got a moon cup, Mark was just upset. So he always wanted to see it. He's always like, can I see you take it out? I was like, fuck off. He was obsessed.
Well, because you do want to, I think he'd want to see, like, how much liquid is in it and, like, does it, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
I've never used one of those because I when they started to become a thing, I'd already had my IUD and now I just don't really get my
I remember thing. When I first saw a video for them and everyone was like, oh, that's fucked. And I'm like, oh, it's kind of interesting. And then they were like, oh, yuck. And I feel like from then on, every time a girl, like, heard about a menstrual cup, it would be like a 6-month process from like the shock to being okay with it and buying one. It really upset people. People were really upset about it.
Yeah. I remember people being upset about it. I think I just was like, oh yeah. I think what we talked about was I do remember being like, I remember discussing them and talking with John all about them and him being like, because you know how you got to clean them by like boiling them on the stove or whatnot?
Yeah.
He said he was sort of like, oh, I think I'd maybe want you to have it its own personal, like.
Personal boiling pot.
Personal boiling pot, maybe. And me being like, but like it's boiling water, so it's. It's like completely sterile. And then him being like, yeah, but I think I'd just knowing, I think I'd want it to have its own pot. And like, you know, because if we have guests over and stuff, I just wouldn't like knowing that was the case.
Did you get a pot?
Or no, I never got one.
Yeah, no, I don't think I put it in a separate pot. But you're not putting it in when it's fucking filled with blood. You like rinse it off and run it under hot water. So it's really not. It's fine, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Everyone's going to be like, yuck. Yuck, she boils it in her pasta pot.
To be honest, though, Naomi doesn't really cook, so it's only the moon cups pot.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Mark cooks. Going in Mark's food. But as we've already discussed, he is obsessed. Can't get enough, that guy.
Do you think he wants to have you as a vor? He wants to vor you? He would have you in... side of his belly?
Yeah, maybe. Sometimes he says that he often says, maybe this is too intimate to say. Nah, it's not. He always says that he wants to tear me apart like soft bread. Not to fuck, but I think he just wants to rip me up and eat me. So, yeah, I guess, yes.
Yeah, no, that's just slightly cannibalistic. That's fine.
That's bull. I mean, he doesn't say eat. But what does he mean when he says that? I don't know. He also does this thing where if I say I need to pee, he just opens his mouth and it's really annoying because I'm like, just get out of the way. I need to fucking piss. And that is our relationship.
Question.
Yes.
So you told me about the Army Hammer stuff. because I didn't know anything about it. Has anything else happened with that?
I don't know. Let's look it up.
Is his name Armie Hammer? It's Armie Hammer.
Armie Hammer. But they said, they kept saying, amid scandal, Armie Hammer is spending time in the Grand Cayman without a care in the world. Doubt it. I doubt it. Leaked. No, I'm not seeing anything. Apparently there was going to like come out something that was going to like end his career, like on top of this stuff.
Yeah.
So it would have had to be pretty bad because some of the stuff they've posted is just like, this man needs to be in jail.
Yeah.
Immediately. Reportedly unfazed by scandal claims. There's just no way that's true. His publicist quit. He'd been dropped from a bunch of movies. Yeah, he's not doing cannibalism the appropriate way, I would say.
No, you got to do it.
Very problematic.
Yeah, you got to do it how that German cannibal did it, where he just, like, sort of, like, he asked the victim, like, he went online looking for somebody who wanted to be eaten, and then that person, somebody was like, yeah, I want to be eaten, and then, consensually, they did the cannibalism.
Yeah. Although...
the dick thing?
If someone... No, not the dick thing.
Do you know about the... thing? Okay, so, basically, so, the guy who was, who got cannibalized, he wanted to be cannibalized in a very particular way. So first of all, what he wanted to have was, he wanted the cannibal to bite his penis off, and then he wanted him to cook it up and then him eat it. But then the guy who did it, he like I think he struggled to bite it off. So I think he did go get a knife. I think I'm not 100% remember. Alive? Yeah, yeah, while he's still alive. And then he went to try and cook it up, but he couldn't like cook it up right. So it just sort of got like real rubbery and it didn't work. So he fed it. So they ended up feeding it to the dog. But then that guy, he was just bleeding out and stuff. So he didn't get to have like his dream come true, but they really should have done more prep. And work out like how to cook a dick properly.
Or they could have just not done that.
yeah, that too. But you know,
just because someone says "kill me" doesn't mean they're in the right mind, and you should just be like, "Well, they said they wanted to fucking die."
Yeah, I mean, yeah, obviously. I'm just saying, if you're gonna do it, that's the way.
If you have to do it, human meat would make you sick?
Will it?
Yeah, it like can drive you crazy or something.
Oh, is it? That's when you eat the brain.
Is it just the brain?
Yeah, it's just the brain.
Human flesh make you sick? It's just the brain?
Yeah, I think it's just the brain.
Laughing sickness? Okay, I'm reading about it now. Is cannibalism bad for your health? I mean, it's kind of interesting that it's bad for your health. I feel like that's, like, literally biology being like, don't do that. Don't do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You went on your phone again, didn't you?
Yeah, I was looking stuff up. Oh, my God.
It's so easy to tell when you fall off, Danielle.
Sorry. Okay, I'm looking straight at you, not looking at any information at all.
Okay, so... laughing sickness.
Yes.
The first sign of impending death is a general debility, which is followed by general weakness and inability to stand. The victim retires to her house. Okay, well, not all cannibalists are women, first of all. She's able to take a little nourishment but suffers from violent shivering. The next stage is that the victim lies down in the house and cannot take nourishment, and death eventually ensues.
But it's just from eating the brain, right? Like, flesh is fine because heaps of people are cannibals. Like, I mean, there's heaps of, like, cases of cannibalism in tribes that used to do it, whether it was, like a sign of, like, dominance to scare another tribe, or a way to, like, get, like, some people would do it after somebody died as a way to get their, like, knowledge and stuff, and it was, like, what you would do with your, like, family members so you could have them as, like, a part of you and things like that. Like, there's been lots of different, like, types of cannibals, but I think it's just the brain, that if you eat the brain, you get sick. I mean, also, like, heaps of people have been cannibals and lived, like, you know, those people who went on, like, expeditions and got lost or whatnot. Like, what's the name of that? The Donner Party or whatnot.
The Donner what?
The Donner Party.
The Donner Party.
Oh, my God. It's this group of, like, travelers who got lost in, like, the down, like in the US when they were going across country, and then they ended up, like, a bunch of them became, like, had to become cannibals. And then afterwards, when they were finally rescued and found, they just became normal members of society again. Obviously, though, people were like, that bitch is a cannibal.
That's so mean.
Yeah.
She couldn't help it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it is the brain. So I guess it's fine then.
Yeah, it's fine. You just
gotta figure out how to cook the dick right.
Yeah.
Cooked cunt and cooked dick. Wow, full circle. Isn't that stunning? This is like a Harold long-form improv. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I think everybody's going to love this ep. I think this is going to be our most listened to ep.
Well, yeah, it might be, because what if I'm freaking famous, Danielle?
Naomi, you already are in my eyes.
Yes, I did get stopped on the street the other day. That was nice, by someone, which doesn't happen to me. So I guess I have made it.
That's nice.
I guess I've made it. When's the last time we got a review?
Oh my God, 8 months ago when we did our last ep?
Probably. Oh no, here's one from this year.
Oh.
You want, should I read it?
Yeah, sure.
Fictional name in place of a real one says, oh, that's a weird name to give to your child. 5 stars, great podcast. Naomi and Danielle are a true delight in the podcasting world. Every week I wait to see if they upload a new episode. I'm still waiting. Great podcast, love them both. Okay, I'm sorry.
Sorry. Sorry about that.
Great mate book nerd says, best pod. Wow. Wow.
Thank you.
And I would say, based on their name, that they listen to a lot of other podcasts as well. So anyway, they're from the US of A. Ever heard of it? They say, this is the best pod. Subscribe immediately. Steal a friend's phone and subscribe them too. They'll thank you later. Or if they don't, you just don't need them in your life. Just do what I do and refer to Naomi and Danielle as your friends. They're all you need. Have I read this one before?
I don't think so. I like this. This one's very lovely.
I'll keep reading it. Seriously, though, I love the way Naomi and Danielle put their authentic, funny selves out there for us. Their friendship and their support of women in general is really lovely. Is it? I would say it's toxic. You know what I mean? Anyway, and then I think we've read most of the other ones. Guys, why hasn't anyone left us any reviews in the 2 to 3 months that we just stopped doing the podcast? That's so rude.
Naomi, we didn't stop doing the podcast. We did stop, but we had other things that we had to do, you know?
Yeah, we're not fighting. We're not dead.
We hung out in our own time outside of podcast time just last week. Twice.
Twice. Danielle came down just to see me.
Yes.
Yes.
I did. Yes. I did 2 weeks of Darwin quarantine to spend a small amount of time with you.
Yes. All right, what's the song?
The song this week is called Voxel Revolution. Have we done it before? Ooh, maybe. Probably. Who knows? The description, as always, it's from Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech. And the description is it chip tunes? Nope. Is it 80s? Nope. We had to wait 40 years for this stupid fusion. 40 years! It is really happy, though. Like when an underdog video game character is doing a level-up montage. Or that song that plays in a 13-year-old's head when they get an extra mozzarella stick. That's it.
Paints with words, that guy.
Beautiful.
That's a great one. All right, well, I love you, Danielle. We will do the maths. Maths. I wish we were doing maths instead of maths. Am I right, girl?
Yep. Yeah. Well, no, sorry. We should say we are not doing the new season of maths. We are simply recapping the 2 episodes that were released with the All Stars. We will not be doing the new season of maths due to our mental health. We will be doing a 90s season, which I think Naomi has decided on. Did you?
Or 2000s. We'll find something. Find something.
Maybe tell classic. Us your recommendations as well.
Stuff that we already know is good, so we don't have to slog through it in order for it to be fucking terrible. How about that? How about that?
Yeah, that would be good. Especially if there's, like, anything that's, like, real weird, like, Kid Nation again, but something like that. But also we're fine with romance ones as well, like Rock of Love or something. Who knows?
Yeah, Flavor of Love is a big favorite of mine. I think that would be really fun. Anyway, yeah, let us know if you have any shows like that that you want us to review, because I think it would be better than Married at First Sight. We're never doing it again. And if you have a problem with that, fuck you.
And also, we may do The Bachelor, but I feel like if it continues to be like this last season of absolute boring drivel, then I don't know if I can.
Who was last season's Bachelor? Oh, Lockie.
Yeah.
Fuck, see, I don't even remember. Apparently, The Bachelor is interesting this year. I don't know why, but I don't think it's like a celebrity, which I hope not, because the celebrity ones, you know, Lockie is from Survivor. They're always the shit ones.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Anyway, whatever. We're leaving.
Okay, bye.
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 Batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch bitch.
Batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch bitch.
Batch bitch.
Batch bitch.
Batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch
bitch.
Batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch bitch, 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 batch bitch,
batch bitch, batch bitch,
batch bitch, batch bitch, batch bitch, batch bitch.
We batch are
batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch bitch. We're back. Batch bitch.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.